Consequence Podcast Network.
The expression from the music inspired me so much to take risks, and it inspired damn near the whole rap game.
Hello again, I'm Adam Unz. You may know me as the host of The Opus, and now I'm bringing my own show, The Spark Parade, to the Consequence Podcast Network. I speak with artists and creatives about the cultural artifacts that spark their personal interest and creativity, whether it's music, books, movies, video games, or any other kind of art.
I've never spoke about it in this amount of detail. I'm suddenly going, oh my God, I'm blowing my own mind here, Bryce. It's actually a giant part of my life.
By talking about the things we love, we share and discover insights into our personality and the things that drive us.
It's just magic, really. I mean, frustrating. And it makes some people angry, but I don't think anyone's ever done anything like it.
I speak with people like Connor Oberst, Phoenix's Thomas Mars, Chris Gethard, Helen Hong, Adrian Young, and more, so their sparks of inspiration can start a fire in you.
I'm grateful for those who continue to put our history and who we are as a people in the forefront and make you see it.
Find the Spark Parade wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
After weeks of speculation, innuendo, rumors, and scoops, the wait is over. It's a tradition unlike any other. The Bonnaroo lineup come to the What Podcast first each and every year. And alongside Barry Corder, Lord Taco, Brad Steiner, we go line by line through the greatest weekend of the year. It's Bonnaroo lineup day today on the What Podcast. Let's get into it right now. Kendrick, Foo Fighters, Odessa, Paramore, Lil Nas X, Baby Keem, Tyler Childers, Marcus Mumford, My Morning Jacket, Lord Taco, Barry Corder, Brad Steiner. Welcome to Bonnaroo Lineup Day, the greatest day of our year. How are you guys?
Yeah, you're 100% right.
Yeah.
This is great, isn't it? This is so much fun.
By the time you're listening to this, it's lineup is out. It might be 11 o'clock in the morning. Who's eating corn for breakfast? Who's eating corn for breakfast? We'll go through this line by line, but this is, the conversation that we had a couple weeks ago when we talked to Brad, from C3, we asked him straight up, what does the lineup look like this year? And he said, it feels like Bonnaroo again. I don't see a Machine Gun Kelly kind of error on the lineup this year. It does feel like it harkens back to a Bonnaroo of ye old days when Barry Corder was such a young man.
Yeah.
Dark hair.
That's right. 100 pounds ago. Yeah, it was great. This is exciting, man. There's so many names on here that we keep finding. But it definitely feels old school Bonnaroo. That's for sure.
So you said something before we started. You remembered the first Bonnaroo, and you've seen a few names that harken back to year one.
Humphries was year one. STS9 was year two. Mm-hmm. I think so. But My Morning Jacket. You guys both know. That's good for me. I'm sold. It's a solid lineup. Just that, but there's so many others.
Well, that's what I meant when I said that you were going to be very happy months ago with the My Morning Jacket thing. I think that the history of My Morning Jacket and this festival is something that lives in lore, to be honest. In 2004, one of the hottest days, one of the smokiest, like the dust was everywhere. And then out of nowhere, the sky broke open and it became an iconic set. And then just ironically, a few years later, they play again in the pouring rain.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of these things like when My Morning Jacket plays, just expect it to be pouring rain. I think that you're gonna hear a lot about My Morning Jacket and their history at Bonnaroo in the coming weeks as they sort of like ramp up in a whole new promotional calendar for them. The other one that, you know, we tried to shine the light on was Paramore. I kind of wanted that to be out there. And the other one is Odessa. I'll put it this way, you know, I'll just make this clear before we get too far into this. I'm a little different than Barry. Barry's a professional journalist, and he has a little bit different of a way to give news and information out. I don't necessarily have that. I do fart jokes on the radio, so I don't necessarily have journalistic integrity, but I try not to say anything that is directly tied to someone immediately, right? I try to have two people that have told me something,
right?
Or I find out from at least two separate entities that are not tied to each other, just so on the off chance, if I share something, it can't get directly back to that person. If I have at least two people that are not directly involved with each other, then I feel comfortable sharing information. I was never comfortable sharing the Foo Fighters. I was never comfortable sharing Lil Nas X, for example. But the Foo Fighters is a big get considering all that they've been through. I think that you're going to see a lot of Foo Fighters this year, turns out. I think you're going to see them on other festival lineups. I think you're going to see probably new music this year. But for them to come to Bonnaroo, we can't forget, this is the first time they've ever played. And the year that we were supposed to get them, a hurricane rolled through.
Yeah.
The Foo Fighters is a big get for Bonnaroo.
Yeah, I totally agree. And we've said it before, Dave Grohl is probably the coolest guy carrying the rock and roll torch right now. I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to see the show.
I am too. I saw them at Shaky Knees last year. And then, of course, that was before the news about Taylor Hawkins. And so when that came out, I thought, man, is that the last time I'm ever going to see the Foo Fighters? And, you know, so this is a huge deal.
So I saw them during the famed Lollapalooza after show at the Metro in Chicago that they played for 4 hours. They did an hour of nothing but Taylor covering Rolling Stone songs with Dave on the drums. It was one of the more unbelievable nights of music I've ever been a part of. I just couldn't believe that I was watching this go on and on. And they had more energy by the time they ended than when they started. I can't imagine what that's going to be like at Bonnaroo. Now, I know it's going to be different because Taylor's unfortunate passing, but man, that Foo Fighters show, don't sleep on it. There will be guest after guest show up. I can't imagine how they operate the drum kit without Taylor and how many songs Dave, you know, takes over or what kind of guests they bring out to play with them. I am really, really excited for the Foo Fighters. Exceptionally excited for the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, I'm already going down the list. You're still talking about Foo Fighters. I'm with you.
Well, I was going to do top. So let's put it this way. What are your top line takeaways as you just look at it immediately?
As far as artists, Foo Fighters for sure. My Morning Jacket, of course. Marcus Mumford is another one of those. Got a history with Bonnaroo. Portugal the Man, certainly. I'm excited to see the Pixies on here.
I am too. That's one of my picks.
Absolutely.
Rainbow Kid Surprise.
Yeah. Where are the other ones? It's just on and on. Again, so many of these are either they've done Bonnaroo in the past or they're a great fit, you know? I keep going back to that. This just feels like a Bonnaroo lineup.
You know, my top line impression is that I don't remember a time where I know more artists on the lineup.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you go all the way down through, I mean, Thursday's an interesting one. We'll get to Thursday, but you go deep into Friday, deep into Saturday. And I know all but maybe five artists on this.
Right.
You know, Vanessa. I mean, this is as known and mainstream of a lineup that I can probably imagine they put together in a long, long time. Which, by the way, speaking of being put, this lineup being put together tonight at 6 o'clock. If you want to join us live on YouTube, we're going to have our old buddy from, is he from C3? Does he actually work for C3 now?
I don't know how that works. I think he's still at AC.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay. One of the guys that actually books the festival is going to join us again tonight at 6 o'clock to talk about how this all came together. I give him a lot of credit. There's a lot of stuff that is familiar to the layperson. You know, look, if I can go all the way down to, you know, on Friday, just use Saturday, for example. If I go all the way down, Remy Wolf, Bob Moses, Corey Wong, Andrew McMahon, Colony House, Devin Gaffillion, The Beths, The Sacred Souls, and Super Jam. On Saturday alone, there are three artists that I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
How is that possible?
I don't know. It's pretty great, though.
All right, yeah. Let's start on Thursday. Let's go through Thursday. You've got Zed's Dead, Liquid Stranger. I mean, it's a very dubstep electronic night on Thursday. You get down to Dead. That's probably your... And Diarrhea Planet. So Dead and Diarrhea Planet. I don't know how this is going to actually look on the poster. We're looking at it a little differently. We're looking at it all alphabetically. So how they're going to line up everybody in the poster is... you know, to be determined. But Dead and Diarrhea Planet. Diarrhea Planet from Nashville, Tennessee. Dead from Chicago. Both sort of like indie rock darlings. I'm trying to find some other like rock artists. JP Sachs is, I mean, the chicks dig him. The chicks love the JP Sachs. He's got a little bit of electronic stuff into him too. And then the star of the show for me on Thursday, New Orleans' own Big Frida.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see Barry Corder.
Yeah. Yeah.
Twerk with bounce music. Barry Corder twerking on Thursday night. I want to see it. I want you to throw your back out on night one. I want you to go hard on night one with Big Frida.
Yeah, Barry, yeah, you got that new hip. Why not?
I know, man. Got to show it off.
Hey, you paid for it. You might as well use it.
Get your money's worth.
That's right. It was too new to use last year, but I'll be able to this time.
I know Liquid Stranger is probably the headliner for Thursday. I don't know much about them other than their Canadian electronic outfit. I don't know much about them. I can't say that I listen, you know, it's just not my lane, but I'm really, really excited for Diarrhea Planet and Dead. I think Dead is a home run. I love that band.
Yeah, it's cool. It definitely, like you said, this is the first time we've seen a Thursday lineup where we know a lot of the band. So it's going to be fun. It's a great start. That's a great start.
So we go into Friday, lineup day on the What Podcast. Lineup day, we go into Friday. Of course, Kendrick Lamar is your headliner. We can go down the list here. I think what sticks out to me is a 3-6 Mafia show. That will be a patented 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Probably that tent probably will have terrible sound, but I won't care because it'll be so much fun.
It'll be a blast. Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun.
Watch out for Noah Kahan. I really like this dude. Noah Kahan on Friday, I anticipate that being an afternoon sort of singer-songwriter, a little laid back and chill. I love the Noah Kahan song, Stick Season. Really, really good songwriter. For me, it all starts usually on a Friday when the sun goes down, the weather starts to turn, the sun starts to turn the entire farm into a beautiful patina, and no better. And I hope to God the schedule gods help us with this. Sylvan Esso, as the sun goes down, will be absolutely peak Bonnaroo.
Oh, yeah. I figured that's where you were going. Earlier in the day, I can imagine Kingfish. He's somebody Russ and I were talking about earlier. He's been to Chattanooga quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
If you like guitar, you know, he's a good one. So, yeah, Friday's a good kind of ease on into. And then you're right, that Sylvan Esso at sundown.
But, you know, at the same time, Sylvan Esso late night would be fantastic if Fleet Foxes are an early evening. You know, at 6:30, 7 o'clock, I could see a Fleet Foxes hitting that patina perfectly.
It's going to be fun to talk to our guy later tonight to talk about these lanes, because they really, they're there, or they appear to, you know, the opportunities there for a lot of these lanes.
The other one in sort of the Sylvanesso lane, Rina Sawayama. Oh my God, there's not an album I loved more. Was it last year or the year before, the Rina Sawayama? I am ecstatic about that set. We knew Muna from some of the Rue Clues. You know, in the same sort of vein of Noah Kahn, you've got Matt Mason. I like Matt Mason, good kid. A lot of stomping and clapping, though, with Matt Mason. He's got a lot of stomping songs.
Nothing wrong with a good stomping song.
Nothing wrong with that, but that fills the same sort of space as a Noah Kahn. So I kind of anticipate, you know, both of them doing an early afternoon sort of back-to-back singer-songwriter set. What else? Anything else on Friday that stands out to you? Black Midi is on this. I mean, I go all the way down, even on Friday. You know, Black Midi, Peekaboo, Muna, Alex G. God, Alex G is so good. I mean, I'm having a hard time finding many artists that I just don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Grizz will make a lot of people happy. Portugal the Man, something to see everywhere.
Biggest news for Friday. Well, AFI, yes, but the biggest news for Friday is that Bonnaroo listened to the What podcast and gave us a baby. Or Taco, is baby Kima baby?
We're gonna find out. We're gonna be there, and I will let you know.
He's back.
I'm back. Yeah. Yeah.
After the number one show Taco goes to is baby Kima, isn't
it? Yeah. After the whole Lil Baby, Da Baby debacle.
He's back.
Debacle.
Yeah.
So, do you know anything about baby Kim?
Nothing. I don't even know if he's a baby or not.
But will that be the show you go to on Friday?
I'll be there if there's nothing else. Yeah.
Yeah. Got to get a walk by at least.
Yeah.
Lord Taco and babies. The man knows how to identify babies.
I still want to see Lord Taco's face up on the big screen, pointing and nodding or shaking his head.
Well,
we got our baby
on the lineup. Now we just have to get them to follow through on the other thing that we demanded. Taco Singh.
Yeah. Good.
That's funny.
All right, let's go to Saturday. Of course, the big one here is Odessa getting a prime slot. I was told a long time ago that it was going to be the 11 o'clock time on the What. Right before that will be Lil Nas X. And you got to imagine that after Odessa, late night on the What, I have a feeling, I just have this feeling that they're going to do My Morning Jacket after Odessa, late night. And I don't know if there's going to be a better moment, even as a guy who, you know, I can't say I'm the biggest My Morning Jacket fan, but Barry, you converted me the second I saw him live. When I saw this show at a festival, it's just different. It hits different than when you see it in a theater, or you see it indoors. It's just different at Bonnaroo. And if you listen to us at any point in the last 5 years talk about Bonnaroo is just different, that My Morning Jacket set is going to be the reason.
I've maintained since I first saw them in 07, they are the perfect Bonnaroo band. I just don't know of any better. And the one was the 4 hour set that started at midnight in the rain, and just blew me away. I came home obsessed. I listened to nothing but My Morning Jacket for months. So, and the show you talked about was in Louisville, where they're from. That was a great show. So, very excited to see them on this list.
I mean, it sounds sort of douchey, but there's really nothing better than seeing Jim James's hair flow, you know, as he's, you know, it's such a good show. It's such a good show. I think the big surprise here in the same vein as 3-6 Mafia, I think that you're going to have some heads turn at Korn.
Yeah.
Who saw the Korn thing happen? Who saw this coming?
Nobody, not one person.
Was anybody talking about Korn 6 months ago?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. It is going to be strange if it's like, I take it as Alice Cooper's slot from years ago, right? Where Alice Cooper was on that tent late at night, like it was like a 12:30, 1 o'clock show up against My Morning Jacket. That's where I kind of envision that Korn show. What about you?
I'm probably here for it. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
To me, that's high school. So I'm excited.
Are you going to be looking for some Korn moms?
Is there such a thing?
There might be.
There might be some Korn moms. No.
A whole new demographic for you to tie into.
Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You got Jenny Lewis. Oh my God. You know, Jenny, the female, lineup on Saturday is just fantastic. Jenny Lewis, Sophie Tucker, Sheryl Crow. Now I think they might get a little bit of heat this year for not having a, female headliner. I think Paramore probably gets you as close as you can get. But I think that, you know, as far as Saturday is, I mean, Sheryl Crow coming back in and of itself. I remember you guys, I remember rolling my eyes at that show and then you guys coming back and saying, amongst others, by the way, not just you guys, saying that that Sheryl Crow set was fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that conversation as well. Lots of people were talking about how good that show was.
Yeah.
Surprised a lot of people.
Yeah. I wasn't jazzed about going into it, but yeah, it was a good show.
STS 9, we talked about coming back to the farm for from year two. Boy, Big Wild, Bob Moses. I hope they get. See, this is the other thing too. Now comes talk about the schedule and who goes where.
Conflict.
Man, I hope Bob Moses is late night. I just, there's something about that show that I don't know if it will work at 7-8 o'clock. If, but then again, how many more shows can you put at 2 o'clock in the morning? I could see 6 shows showing up late at night. Lewis the Child. By the way, I saw Lewis the Child in Lollapalooza a few years ago, and they fly a plane over the sky and they write things in the sky during the show. It's a really, really clever, nice. Clever look. You got your Young Gravy, Bob Moses, Andrew McMahon, Walker and Royce, Devin Gaffillion, friend of the podcast. Mm-hmm. And then the Beths. Oh, I love the Beths. Beths are really good, indie rock, startup band. Yeah. Anything else? Oh, by the way, the other thing on Saturday, that's going to be late at night. Add this to the list, the Super Jam.
Yeah. Which we don't know any more details, but yeah.
Something tells me it's a Hayley Williams Super Jam and they just haven't finalized the deal. I'm trying to find somebody else in this lineup that could work better than Hayley Williams doing the Super Jam. And maybe it's Dave Grohl.
And
maybe
Marcus,
it's a Foo Fighters.
Could be Mumford. I could see him being involved. Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe Sylvanesso again, cause they were planned to.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's another good one. I forgot all about that. That was we're back to the 2021 failed lineup that we never got to actually see. Good point, Taco. And then Sunday.
Wow.
Sunday is boy, oh boy, this is stacked from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yep. That's usually my debate day. Do I go home early or do I stay? There's no going home early.
Now, again, we're not. No. But again, I'm not looking at the poster. I'm just looking at how it's broken down on the press release.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I think you can't. You stopped at 8. I'm going on down to Fran, the Peach Pit. Wow. That's a really strong day. Sammy Ray down there at the bottom of our list that we're looking at. So yeah, we don't know the poster yet, but
Drew Holcomb's on there.
That's a strong day.
Yeah, there's seven bands I've never heard of. I mean, like that's crazy. That is absolutely crazy. Now, it's not going to be one of these years that I feel like I'm going to discover a new band. I might be different than the regular person, but I don't feel like I'm going to go to this and stumble upon my new favorite band. Maybe I'm wrong, but like, if you're telling me that I know more and anticipate more artists to see than less,
I'm with you.
I don't know where my discovery is coming from this year.
There's a lot. Wow. There's going to be a lot of don't misses on this for me.
Hippocampus on a Sunday. That's, you know, Hippocampus, another one of those. If you had a Sunday night slot, a Sunday overnight slot, boy, I would love to see Hippocampus there. I think it's going to be weird having them in the middle of the evening. You know, a 7, 8 o'clock Hippocampus show sounds a tad strange to me. Peach Pit might be perfect as the sun goes down, but again, by Sunday, it's just about survival. I've seen Franz Ferdinand so many times. I'll be totally honest with you. I am so bored by that show. I know people still like them.
I do.
I like them. I like them. I'm back to my argument about, what was that band that you claimed that I hated the other day? Yeah. Oh, I can't, but it's not that I dislike them. I've just seen the show so many times now that, I don't know if I need to see it a fifth time. Girl in Red, Humphreys McGee, Pixies, Revivalists from New Orleans, New Orleans own Revivalists, Marcus Mumford, Paramore, Foo Fighters, Alesso, Peach Pit, Franz Ferdinand, and that's just the half of it.
You know, Sunday looks like the strongest day for me.
It's pretty strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty strong. Wonder when they'll have Humphreys and Foo Fighters. I mean, both of those are, you know, if Humphreys does their long, you know, 2-3 hour set, well, I don't know when would they do it.
Foo Fighters has to close it out, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good point. Humphreys McGee at 6 o'clock in the evening. It's kind of strange.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I just don't know. Sunday is always been our come down day, and can we leave early? And you know, your legacy act now is the Foo Fighters. I don't really want to leave.
Not going to.
Yeah. And the Foo Fighters will go until they are pulled straight off the stage. You know, and when you think about how the Foo Fighters do these shows, and they're almost challenging you to stick around. I can imagine they would stay on a Saturday and play until Monday, Sunday rather, play until Monday morning. And why stop? I don't know why they would stop. Who's going to stop them? What show's coming after the Foo Fighters?
Yeah, who's going to say, you gotta leave?
It's enough.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the festival, last show of the entire weekend, the Foo Fighters might play forever. They might do 5 hours.
That's fine with me, because I'm there till Tuesday or Wednesday anyways.
I'm first guy in, last guy out.
Yeah.
Wednesday?
What day did I leave? I don't know. I was there a long time.
I know they ran you off.
I was like,
you're gonna have to start paying mortgage on your on your camping spot.
He had his mail rerouted.
That's right.
I mean, I think that this is as complete of a Bonnaroo lineup as we've seen in a long time, especially after the knocks they took last year to come back this strong And I hate using this word, but this thick, like the middle feels full. The undercard feels deep enough, and the headliners are really, really strong. And by the way, we're saying all of this in a world where Coachella is having all the problems in the world with their lineup for a second year in a row. You know, Bonnaroo has I feel like hit a hit a long home run, a very deep to the left home run.
I think going back to June, you know, after that festival, we talked about it needed to be a home run. And I think in my mind anyway, I was thinking the headliners need to be really, really strong. I think after we talked for several weeks and months, sort of figured out, no, it needed to be good top to bottom. And it needed to be a Bonnaroo lineup. The lanes needed to be, you know, solid. And I think they hit all three. I really do. I know we'll pick it apart today and tonight and weeks to come, but man, there's a lot in here.
So there's a lot in here. Bonnaroo lineup day on the What podcast. Let's go through, I don't like calling them snubs, but what are the bands that are not on here that you totally expected to be here? I've only got a couple.
I don't think I have any that come to mind, but you know, I don't think that way. You know,
I know you don't. I know, but
once
like
they hit my morning jacket, I'm good.
So. I know. I know. I'm kind of surprised that we didn't see any Miley.
No Miley. That's a big, yeah.
Considering she has a new album, I'm sure she's good. What we've tried to explain over the last couple of years is that most of the time, the headliner level artists don't like doing festivals on album cycles, right? They like doing it on off cycles because an album means a tour and they can do multiple cities. You talk, when we go back to the booking episode and how, you know, the promotional plan usually with new albums doesn't include festivals because they can monetize a tour so much easier than they can monetize a festival. But if she goes on her promotional run this year with a new album and new music and I would start to think that she's the front runner for next year. If we start thinking about 2024, you know, a Coldplay, a Miley Cyrus, they're really in play at this point.
Yeah. And just based on like the New Year's Eve thing, she seems to definitely have a plan in place and is following it. So, you know, they probably got this year scheduled out. So I agree.
Shocked there's no Dolly this year.
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, I know she said she wants to do it. She didn't say she would do it. You know, she said she wants to do it. So maybe again, maybe they're planning for next year. I don't know. I don't want to speculate on that.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, I know you do.
I do. Go ahead. I want to.
Have at it.
That's literally what we're here for.
Have at it.
I'm trying to think of any other artists that you could have made a case for this year that they didn't grab onto. We heard them say pretty clearly that Taylor Swift was not going to do it. They said that on the podcast.
Right.
I don't ever foresee a day that Taylor Swift plays Bonnaroo, to be totally fair. I think that if you want Taylor Swift, you're probably going to get Justin Timberlake instead. You know, I'm talking about like Nashville based artists that are big enough that give you like a eye popping. Wow. I just don't think you're ever going to see Taylor Swift.
Who was it suggested that she could do multiple shows there on the farm? Not Bonnaroo, but other time of year. Was that us? Did we have that conversation?
I don't know. I've never had that conversation.
It's an interesting idea. She could certainly fill it up. So
yeah, but why would she do that when she can just go to Bridgestone?
Yeah, where it's air conditioned.
I do multiple night of Bridgestone.
I don't know. I thought it was an interesting idea.
Yes, so I'm going to take my Taylor Swift fans and then make them camp for day upon day.
Because
like the Grateful Dead.
Yeah. They would do it, but anyway. I can't think of anybody, Brad, to your question, that just... Again, it's not fair because my morning jacket is on here and that pretty much makes me happy. But I can't think of anybody else that I, you know, wow, I wish so-and-so was on here.
The thing I just realized, I don't know why I'm just now, this is just occurring to me, but my God, the conflicts that are going to happen this year are going to cause warfare.
Yeah. I said that a few minutes ago. There's going to be plenty.
Oh my God. When I look at Saturday, well, Sunday's tough because there's no late night, but Saturday late night, you know, there are 12 possible late night bands here. Why, how in the world are they going to keep from major conflicts that send everybody into anger management classes? Expect the conflicts. Barry, you put some money down. What's the over under on this thing selling out?
I think it happens. I don't know. It may be one of those week of or a couple weeks before, but I think it happened. It's a doggone, it's a great lineup.
Yeah, I'm going over as well. I think it's going to happen.
I think it'll be close. I think that when I hear somebody say that they're putting daily tickets for sale, I hear that as we're trying to make more money after a sellout. Mm-hmm. I always hear that as we're trying to milk a few more dollars out of a festival capacity that we can, that is available to us, right? That year that Hangout did so well and they went back to the city and they said, hey, can you expand our capacity by 1,000 more people? It equated to what, $10 million more dollars.
Yeah.
And it's a very easy putt for them to add, you know, 10,000 or 5,000 more date passes on one day, then sell 5,000 more 3-day passes, and then it really starts stressing their infrastructure. But if they can add 5,000 tickets on one day or 2,000 tickets on one day, they're playing with house money at that point. They just get, it's just extra sales that they weren't going to have in the first place. That to me signals that they're anticipating this selling out.
Again, just going back to the whole lane thing and how strong the days are, you know, you can buy a ticket and you're going to find something in your wheelhouse every day, all day. You know, that was the thing about last year, not to go keep picking on it, but last year just felt so disjointed. It was still a good time, but lineup wise, it was, you know, what am I going to do today? This one's, yeah, looks like all day long, every day.
Yeah. Well, that's something. And again, join us tonight at 6 o'clock with Brian, who helped book the lineup. That's something that we can talk about however delicate you want to put it. I'm not the most delicate person in the world, but how difficult last year was to actually book coming off of a pandemic. How much was that a struggle versus this year? I'm really excited to talk to him. If you want to join us tonight live on YouTube, what's the YouTube link there, Taco? How do you find it?
YouTube.com/thewhatpodcast.
Oh, the What Podcast on YouTube. And we'll do a live show tonight with you and your commentary, your instant reaction for the lineup after you've spent however many hours with it today and letting it sink in. I'm sure we'll have completely different thoughts about it in a few hours after we've stared at it all day.
Yeah.
So join us tonight, YouTube.com/thewhatpodcast with Brian from AC Entertainment. We'll have some other special guests as well. I'm can't wait to hear the most negative person on the planet's reaction to this. He's promised to join us, Mr. Brian Stone.
Brian Stone.
Yeah. Which is great because he'll be on for about 30 seconds before he won't be able to complete a thought and then blame it on us.
Yeah.
And then he hates everything and he'll see you in June.
That's fun. Tonight. All right.
So who's, so now that you've got the lineup, who's the first band you go to listen to sort of get in the Bonnaroo spirit?
Ooh, that's a great question. Ooh. I mean, obviously,
I have a suggestion if you want, after you make your decision.
Go ahead.
No, I want to hear what your initial.
You know, my first reaction is Pixies.
Pixies, Zed's Dead.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to start there.
Okay. Well, add this to the list because I want you to be up to speed by the time we get there tonight. Rina Sawayama, please listen to that album. I love it. I absolutely love her. She's an absolute superstar. Absolute superstar. All right.
Will do.
Okay. All right. See you tonight. Happy lineup day. Glad to finally be back amongst the living.
Year six. Season six.
Yeah, this kicks off season six. This is incredible.
Wow.
Yeah. Officially season six time. Yeah. This is it's getting deep. All right, guys.
All right.
We'll see you tonight on the What Podcast. Love you. Bye.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.